This is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for November 9th. Always, there's an exodus. Ezekiel chapter 20. Ezekiel was approached by his countrymen to inquire of the Lord for them. As Ezekiel was a priest and prophet, that was a logical thing to do. But God's answer was not expected. I'm not letting this rebellious rabble inquire of me. Let them deal with what they already know. Look to the Exodus and learn. The flight from the oppression of Egypt echoed throughout all the writings of Israel and beyond into the pages of the New Testament. Its lessons are timeless. Number one, the Promised Land is only available for those who actually believe God when He reveals His will. Faith is key, Hebrews 3:19. Those who set up idols in their hearts did not enter God's rest. The elders of Judah who came to Ezekiel needed to ponder that. It was lesson number one. And exam number one. They wouldn't go any further without mastering it. The purges and devastations Israel had undergone were very much like the second lesson of the Exodus. Those who reject God's voice will have everything they hoped for stripped away, sometimes immediately, sometimes over the long decay of years. But the unbelieving will never enjoy what God had offered them, because they obviously didn't want Him. Else they'd have believed His voice, through Moses, through Joshua and Caleb, through Aaron, through Jesus, the Word of God Himself. Notice how Ezekiel finishes this rebuke of the leaders of the people. God will have mercy on those who pay attention to those lessons. If they really want Him and hold on through times of refining, winnowing, and cleansing, they will have Him. All of Him. Chapter 20, verses 40 to 44. Every generation has its exodus. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.